Well, welcome back. Today we're going to talk about hospitality practice based on the early church, starting in the New Testament time and even going through the first few centuries. Pretty interesting stuff. So first of all, we see
hospitality is in our personal and cultural DNA, given to hospitality, as we discussed in the earlier section.
Distributing to the necessities of the saints, given to hospitality.
Titus 1:7-8. Since an overseer is entrusted with God's work, he must be blameless, not overbearing, not quick-tempered, not given to drunkenness, not violent, not pursuing dishonest gain. Rather, he must be hospitable, given to hospitality, one who loves what is good, who is self-controlled, upright, holy, and disciplined.
What I find so interesting is that the DNA of leader, the overseer, the bishop, the elder, whatever you might call it today, that overseer was given to hospitality. It was one of the qualifications of being
an overseer
or leader. And because that was a qualification of the overseers, it became in the DNA of the corporate early church culture. So thinking about welcoming was so counterintuitive to the Roman mind that the church stood out as a place they would be welcoming to babies laid at the side of the road so that wild animals would not eat them or babies would not be put into slavery and sex trafficking, but that Christians would adopt these female babies was an example of the hospitality.
Right.
So they would welcome in babies they did not know. They would welcome the sick who, even if they didn't believe in Christ, they would have
a care
for them attitude that became powerful and prominent in the early church. So we're going to talk about how that cultural DNA was in early Christianity.
Right. Out of love, do good to others, outside and inside the family of believers.
Galatians 6, verse 10, therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers. So hospitality, in one sense, is to strangers. You don't know who they are, believer or not believer. But the early church was also hospitable to Christians or the family of believers, people they didn't know but were in Christ. So it wasn't just a fellowship they shared, which we talked about earlier in this course, but it was a specific welcoming to open their homes, for instance, for the work of mission and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty amazing stuff.
It is. Build the kingdom through hospitality.
Here's some interesting ideas. Angels. Hebrews 13, verse 12, or 2. Do not forget to entertain strangers, for by doing, some people have entertained angels without knowing it. And the idea there is they have been hospitable to angels without knowing it. Do you think we ever entertained an angel?
It's possible.
Yeah. I mean, we certainly have seen, we believe, tangible work of angels.
Oh, yes.
And we certainly have invited a lot of people. And sometimes some of the people that we had over had purposes, and they vanished. We had no idea. We never saw them again. So, I don't know. But I know that the word is true.
Right. We will entertain strangers.
Well, missionaries and ministers.
Matthew 10, verse 11. Whatever town or village you enter, search for some worthy person there and stay at his house until you leave.
That was so the early church. I mean, Jesus, calls his disciples.
Right.
And he basically says, there's a currency of hospitality out there that's enough with the people of faith. So don't worry about hotels. And I remember that. I think even years ago, there was much more of a flavor of that where Christians were really opening their homes to missionaries or to other ministers.
Yeah, that is very true.
And there's even more passages like that.
Acts 10, verse 6, he is staying with Simon the Tanner, whose house is by the sea. Who was he that was staying there? I'm just curious.
Finally, I don't remember. You go look that up.
Okay, one thing more.
Everybody, that's a good one to look up. I'll send it.
I can look it up.
I'll read the next one. You go look it up, okay?
Okay.
So the next one is Philemon 22. And one thing more. Prepare a guest room for me, because I hope to be restored to you in answer to your prayers. In Romans 16, verse 23, Gaius, whose hospitality I and the whole church enjoys, sends you his greetings.
Oh, yeah.
So what was
the name?
Simon.
Simon Peter. Remember? Right?
Cornelius. Yeah,
Cornelius.
but again, the early church, they did not have a lot of money.
Right. So
they didn't have big expense accounts.
Simon the Tanner was...
So, the whole mission.
Simon Peter.
Exactly. Oh, you know that it's kind of interesting. I'm glad when you talked about this, you jogged a memory that the word episcopoi or bishops or the overseers, that word actually means the visitors, the visitation.
Right.
It's the word meaning visitation. Mm-hmm. So the visitationers. So the early overseers were visitors. Then came to probably ministers' homes, diaconess ministers' homes, and they would oversee the work. So their base was a bunch of Christians who opened their homes, and they visited the homes. So, you know, we don't even think of, like, overseer. The essence of the word is visitation. But, yes, so you can see embedded in the early church was this concept of hospitality.
Definitely. Build the kingdom through giving. 3 John 7:8.
It's just verses.
I got that. It took me a second, sorry. It was for the sake of the name that they went out, receiving no help from the pagans. We sought, therefore, to show hospitality to such men so that we may work together for the truth.
What I find is the giving spirit of that. We're just making this offer. The pagans are not supporting the spread of Christianity. There's a lot of foundations out there, and they're not supporting Christian Leaders Institute because they're supporting, some charity, the arts, or something like that. But the Christians, we're supporting the building of the kingdom.
Right.
And that's what we're all about.
Mm-hmm. Strangers or outsiders as identity. We are not home yet.
So, 1 Peter 2:11. Dear friends, I urge you as aliens and strangers in the world to abstain from sinful desires which war against your soul. Understand how to help people feel welcome. You know what I find interesting about this is that whole metaphor or concept and truth that we are strangers ourselves in this world.
Right.
So we're looking for our home. And we know our home is with the Lord. But that is enough for us to always appreciate somebody who's an alien, someone who's a stranger, someone who needs a place to stay. And to know that we ourselves... are those people. Let's look at a couple of early church case studies. First of all,
1 Timothy 5, verses 9 and 10. No widow may be put on the list of widows unless she is over 60, has been faithful to her husband, and is well known for her good deeds, such as bringing up children, showing hospitality, washing the feet of the saints, helping those in trouble, and devoting herself to all kinds of good deeds.
We don't really have a list of widows in most places that I know of in the world, even that that Christian Leaders Institute and College and the Alliance serves. But what do we make of the list of widows? That was an early church program where there were widows whose husbands were, died younger, and we don't know all the circumstances, but there were a lot more women who were widows in the early church.
Mm-hmm.
So the Apostle Paul or Peter or the group of ministers made a group of widows. And I know that when Dr. Carol Osig talked about early women of the church, that list of widows could have been ministers. There were some case in points where you could be a woman minister in some places if you were on the list of widows. In other places, it didn't matter. This is, again, over a large portion of the early Christendom world. So there was a sense where the early church actually had programmatic hospitality going on somehow.
Right, and even these widows to get on the list had to have shown hospitality themselves.
Yes.
So it's like a continuing it on.
That's okay. Well, you're not the first person to do that with passion, Myra.
I know, I talk with my hands.
Girl, yeah. I love it. So, but anyway, it's true. And here's another one that's really interesting. And this could have come out of the seed of the widow's list.
Oh, okay.
New Christian hospitals, early church hospitality institutions like hospitals.
Yeah, there were certainly hospitals in pre-Christian societies such as Greece, Ireland, Mexico, and India. But in the Christian era, early efforts to establish houses for strangers, which later took on a job of caring for the sick, were motivated by the gospel. Christ instructed his apostles to heal the sick, after all.
Right. So the healing of people is a ministry of hospitality.
Right.
So it's pretty fascinating to think about that.
Yes.
That the Lord, when he called to love our neighbor, to reach those, and he himself was the stranger, and then to do that to the least of these, we do it to Jesus Christ.
Right.
Very, very interesting. So the early church culture was a culture of hospitality.
Right.
And if you pray about ministry today and your involvement and your efforts, that hospitality, welcoming attitude, without capitulating or compromising the truth of the gospel. And those are very important distinctions to make.
Mm-hmm.
But to have that welcoming attitude seriously does change the world.